Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, hey, the freeze is on. Hey, it's coming in Monday, so last in the middle of the week, maybe a little later. We don't know, but it's just going to be, it's winter time. Okay, and enjoy it. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got a January 18th and 19th. We have a really jam show. Waiting in the wings is Jim Hutchinson Jr., managing editor of Fisherman Magazine. We're going to be talking some fluke and sea bass management things coming up. We also had some winter largemouth fishing. Hey, winter bow season still going on. And we have squirrel tournaments are starting. Want to open the show with a congratulatory note. Sponsor of Rack and Fin Radio, Jerry Vessels, owner and promoter and coordinator, whatever. It was a great crew there, great family crew. The Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo was a blast. Almost 4,000 people through there in basically two and three quarter days. Monster success. He is a little bit under the weather. Sounds like he got run over by an 18-wheeler. Jerry Vessel, just want to say from the Rack and Fin Radio career, congratulations on just a spectacular expo, man.
Good morning, Tommy P. I'm under the weather, but I always feel great when you call, buddy.
Oh, well, you stop. But listen, there are the dozens upon dozens of people I spoke to, from attendees to exhibitors. Man, you grand slammed it, Vessels.
Everybody was happy, Tom. And you know, Mother Nature threw us a curveball, a screwball. She threw us everything this weekend. And we came out ahead. Everybody was very, very happy. Attendance was right where it should have been. We added that extra day, which gave people security that wanted to come out a little early to get that, you know, first out. You can't catch fish in a couch. You got to come out to the show. So
I don't want to say which one, Vessel. One dealer I spoke with, I really want to do the fryer. It's a pain. It sold a couple of boats, though. Right there, there's an extra day. But congratulations. We have a really jam show. I want to let you go. But people, the Wildwood Fishing and Boating, I can't imagine what next year is going to be. You're already starting to plan on it, aren't you, Vessels? You're already, already in the planning?
100%. We're looking at January 9th, 10th, and 11th of 2026. And Tommy, sometimes getting bigger is not always better. So we're just trying to get better. We like our format this year. We were very happy with everything. We had great vendors, great guests.
Great seminars, bro. The seminars were packed. That was, Jerry, take advice from great grandpa Tom Peter. You have a gem there, and that the biggest little show, biggest little expo, just polish that stone. Just a little bit. You don't have to get bigger. Just polish that, Jerry. Yeah.
We're just going to keep on making it the best of the best of the best, instead of bigger is not always better. And we've really adopted that mantra here, and that's our goal, is just to be the best show that we possibly can, you know, still offering that hometown small feel, but giving you all the amenities and the extras and the quality stuff that you find at the bigger shows, but giving you that one-on-one personal attention that you don't find at them larger shows.
And there you go. Okay, Jerry, up against a hard break. Go take your NyQuil or something like that. I mean, you sound beat up. I think Jerry has a flu or something. Or is it post-expo? I got run over. I know, Jerry. You take care, brother. We'll see you soon.
Thank you very much, Tommy.
See you, man.
Thank you again. See you, buddy.
That was a great expo. Okay, man, coming up, Jim Hutchinson Jr., Fisherman Magazine, talking sea bass fluke, some regs coming up, webinar coming up January, was it 26th, 28th, whatever. Tune in, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Let it get even colder. Oh.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hi, this is Paul from Circle Hyundai.
It's a new year, which means new possibilities and new deals on our Hyundais.
This January, trade your old ride, even if the paint is chipping, the check engine light is on, or your car needs new tires. Bring your trade here today to Circle Hyundai.
And upgrade to a 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe Limited all-wheel drive, or even a 2025 Hyundai Palisade Calligraphy all-wheel drive with massaging seats.
With all this ice and snow, I need to upgrade to an all-wheel drive Hyundai.
Let's go!
All new Circle Hyundais are backed by America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and Hyundai Assurance.
Check us out at CircleHyundai.com or stop by. We are located in Shrewsbury off of exit 109 on the Garden State Parkway.
We'll give you a fair, honest, and upfront price for your trade. And don't forget the huge discounts and rebates, too.
At Circle Hyundai, we're selling cars and trading you out of your old ride, one customer at a time.
Now at Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Jackson Hewitt needs you to know three things about filing taxes this year. One, there are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits on the table. Two, you have to file for them to make sure you get the right amount. Three, a Jackson Hewitt tax pro will help track down every credit you deserve. Tax credits for being a parent, taking care of a parent, going to school, and so much more. You don't want to miss out on thousands. Jackson Hewitt knows that. Discover thousands in tax credits and get your biggest refund guaranteed. Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T-cell therapy. Ways that I advocate for cancer is probably mostly through my podcast and my Instagram or TikTok. It's so vitally important that we have the Leukemia Lymphoma Society on our side.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Hey, man, this winter now, this is the time of year the meetings are starting, the shows are starting. It's inside and active or outside and try to be active. Jim Hutchinson, managing editor of New Jersey Delaware Bay edition of The Fisherman. He is the best fisheries newsman in the biz. And believe me, I get everything from all over, so I know whereof I speak. He had an excellent editorial, support sea bass, fluke, porgy, and bluefish reform. His editorial online, so I'm read it, and I'm reading it, and I'm still reading it again. This whole thing, my head's exploding. So I have Hutch patiently waiting on the line right now to explain it. We have a few minutes. Also, hey, Noah, believe it or not, they backed off on this vessel speed rule. And I've been following on or off. It's going to be vessels 35 feet or over. We're going to be limited to 10 knots, 6-7 months or whatever the year to protect the right whale. Are you kidding me? Hey, return to sanity. Maybe the winds of January 20th are in effect right there. Sorry, Hutch, but I digress. How you doing, little brother?
I'm good, but you're spot on. I got to tell you, man, the NOAA fisheries, when they rescinded that announcement this week, they rescinded the rule for the speed restriction. They specifically cited in there, they don't have time to do it in this administration. They got 90,000 comments, and they can't handle all the comments. So they said, we don't have time in this administration, meaning with 5 days to go before Trump takes office, they can't do it. So you're spot on.
Well, Jim, too, and they acknowledge that, or they didn't take into account all the technology advancements for right whale or whatever, you know, indicators that they're there in a whole bit. It was just this maniacal woke stop, save the right whale above all. That would have crushed a lot of businesses, Jim, a lot of communities.
A lot of people don't understand that. I mean, there's this irrational extreme view that says, oh, these guys with big boats. It's like, you got to listen. You know, a lot of our guys are running center consoles that are over 35 feet, that are two engines, two or three outboards, and they're making the run to the offshore grounds in the fall and the spring. Now, if you tell a guy in a 38-foot center console with three outboards. You can't run charters to the edge, you know, or to, you know, I don't know, the 28-mile wreck, right? Unless he's going 10 knots. Who's going to charter?
What's 10 knots? About 11 and a half miles an hour?
Yeah.
Hey, I look at it this way. With the whale, remember the Dolphins, the porpoises, everybody called them way back in the mid-90s. They're getting caught up in Mattawan Creek and stuff, when the ice, remember that? I look at it this way.
Exactly.
Just die. If you're that dumb, you can't get out. Hey, hello. Survival of the fittest. Get him out of the gene pool. Sorry. Okay, Jim.
But you're also right, because the industry has gone to the federal government and said, look, there's all this technology out there. We'll help you. I mean, you think about it. All the technology makers are like, yeah, let's sell more of my product. But seriously, if you're going to mitigate and not run into whales, let's do some technology things.
Yeah.
But I think what it came down to is this administration was more bound by some ideological concerns than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's good. That part's gone away.
Okay. Now, Jim, let's get this sea bass, fluke, porgy, and bluefish reform.
Sure.
Explain this. Listeners, Jim has it on his video as well, fisherman.com. Jim, this is good news, bad. Okay, let's get involved.
So, several years ago, folks remember this now, we had this round of discussions a couple of years ago, the Recreational Reform Initiative, the Harvest Control Rule. It goes by a bunch of different names, but it's all the same thing. So anybody that followed this a few years ago, basically, it's the same thing that we're talking about now. And what it is, to break it down, in the last couple of years, you know how we're not updating our black sea bass regulations every year? We're not going back to the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council every year to come up with new fluke limits and have this argument. This recreational reform initiative, the recreational measure setting that's on the table now, is how we've gotten to say, let's keep the same regulations for like 3 years. It happens. Let's just see. Because what happens with the random surveys for anglers, you know, the MRIP,
right.
It has peaks and valleys. 1 year we're drastically over, the next year we're drastically under, and the next year we're right in the middle. Well, let's go with 3 years, kind of average it out, right? So what this recreational measure-setting thing does is it says, let's continue it, or let's not continue it, whatever you want to do. If you want to go back to year, we'll just let it sunset. And that's what happens. This rule, this new mechanism that we've been under the process for black sea bass, porgies, and fluke, summer flounder, for the last 3 years, I think, that's supposed to sunset. But a lot of us would like to see it continue. And that's what this is all about, is going back to the public to say, hey, do you want to stop it or do you want to continue it? So New Jersey's meeting is coming up on, what, as you said,
Tuesday the 28th. 20th. Yep.
Is that what, the 28th is 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be sitting in that. That's really informative what we're going to hear. But I've talked to a few friends, and I talked to Adam Nowalski, who is our ASMFC legislative proxy in New
Incredible
Jersey.
Incredible guy.
Yeah, fantastic. And just kind of the flavor is everybody that I've talked to that I trust says option C is the best. But again, I try to break it down in my video this week. I try to break it down at thefisherman.com. But you can also go to the Keep America Fishing website. And would you believe that I didn't know if I'd ever say that. But these guys are on top of things now. The American Sport Fishing Association, I have a lot of appreciation and respect for Mike Wayne there.
ASA,
but they broke it down. And Mike broke it down in real simplistic forms at the Keep America Fishing website. So just look up Keep America Fishing, and you can go get some more information there, too, and I think it's good.
Hutch, Wayne had a great quote. Above all else, we do not support no action.
Exactly, because action would let this sunset, and then we'd go back to the annual. And I don't want to do that again. You never know. It's like a it's like a Forrest Gump box of chocolates. But you never know what you're going to bite into until you do, and then it's not real tasty.
Okay, listeners, it's going to be Tuesday, January 28th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can register for the webinar. Listen to me. This webinar address goes from here to Lake Lenape in Mays Landing. Easiest way to find out more about it, contact Joe Cimino. He's a Marine Fisheries Administrator, 609-748-2020. That's the Nacogue Creek office there on Route 9. or Matt Gaetz at no, Matt's he's up in Connecticut. Yeah, so Jersey and Connecticut are holding at the same time. But Jim, this is a good thing in that keep it consistent. No,
absolutely. That's my opinion. You know, on this one, that's my opinion. We've talked about this for years that we needed a little bit more stability in the recreational community. We didn't want to change limits every year. So this is the stability that we wanted, good or bad. You know, we're not going to reap major benefits every time that they come down the table. But by the same token, we're also ideally not going to take these deep, deep cuts. You know, think right. about it. Seabass was supposed to be cut by 20% this year.
Yeah, that was going to be a kicking in nuts, man. But Hutch, I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
I want to see your editorial. I'm putting this in Hutch's lap here.
Yeah.
Three forever, as in fluke limits. Is it going to be three forever? Question mark. Three forever, ellipse. Is it three forever, Hutch?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm just like, what? Why? Three?
You know, listen, when they come up with this formula for recreational limits, and it comes down to summer flounder, season and size are the biggest factors determining, yeah. you know, what we can catch. You know, you tweak the season by a week and you kind of enhance the quota by leaps and bounds. You know, the number of days you can fish and the size of the fish, that's the biggest concern. So whether it's three or five, sometimes it doesn't matter that much. But, you know, listen, I'm sitting here going, oh, at least I got three fluke, because I got one weak fish. I got what?
Yeah.
Two winter flounder. I got one of these and one of those, and that's not open. But, you know, it's crazy. And look, if I could just give a plug there, you know, I know you're doing a great job today. You're back on time. But my video this week, the second half of the video goes into this. Mm-hmm. But I'm also talking about a DEP access rule in this week's video that okay. I find extremely frightening. The New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council just heard it for the first time last Thursday. And that deadline for public comment is coming up as well in February. So I really want to keep surfcasters up to speed on what the DEP is trying to do right now.
Please. Access restriction to tidal waters for endangered species protection. Is that the one, Hutch?
That is exactly the one, yeah. And I'll have a big editorial coming out about that in February, because I'm torqued, really torqued about what's going on by the state of New Jersey at this point.
Hold on a second. We're booking Hutch for February 1st. You're in there, Hutch, unless you want to go a week later.
You still have that 7-second delay in action, right?
No. I'm live. Okay. I'm live here. Well, Jim, thanks for availing this information. I was looking at that saying, okay, this could be good, but this could be bad, but all down to consistency. Thank God it works. Listeners, again, the webinar is going to be January 28th, a Tuesday, from 6 to 8 p.m. Contact Joe Cimino at 609-748-2020. I'm going to give out the address there. Or go to Marine Fisheries. They have all the information on there as well. I hate giving out website addresses. You miss one thing, you get hate letters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, Hutch, here's Delio. Is freeze coming up? Your ass is on the ice with us.
Well, you know where I'm going to be on Sunday afternoon in the snow, right?
Where's that? What?
Section 225 of the link, baby.
Oh, the link?
That's the... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's an Eagles football game. I know.
Hey.
Think the season ends. You thought the season ended weeks ago.
Oh, that's a good little dig in there. Hey, Hutch, real fast, up against Harbank. Yeah. Boat show. Fisherman's going to be at how many shows? The Philly Fishing Show. You guys just kicked ass at the Wildwood Expo show, man.
It was a good time, yeah. Sorry I missed that. New Jersey Boat Sale and Expo, the Philadelphia Fishing Show, and the Atlantic City Boat Show. They're the big ones coming up for us, where we're running all the seminars. So that's going to be a busy month, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Hutch, I'll tell you, I don't know how you still have any hair left, man. It's a psycho schedule. Okay, Hutch, best of all, man. We'll see you guys soon.
Later.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, tune into that webinar. Go to njfishandwildlife.com, hit Saltwater Fishing Marine Fisheries. They'll have the site and everything on there. Up against the break, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. What? Winter bass fishing. Let's see what's up.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Bullet.
Bullet Points.
I'm Eben Brown. President-elect Donald Trump is set to retake office next week, and this comes to the delight of Second Amendment advocates around the country. The returning president is rated highly by gun advocates. And it's pointed out he does so as the first ever person convicted of a felony. And while he is not being sentenced to prison or to community service or probation or is even being fined, there is one aspect of this conviction that creates a very strange scenario. He cannot own a firearm. The president's conviction comes in a New York state court, and that means he cannot pardon himself. And unless an appeals court overturns his conviction, the restriction will stand because the federal law banning firearms ownership by felons includes state-level felonies, even non-violent felonies, such as the business records charges at the heart of the New York prosecution. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Get back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got January 18th and 19th. Yeah, I know. I'm all excited about winter bow season still going. I'm all excited about possible ice fishing. I'm all excited about a lot of stuff. Hey, at my age, every time my feet hit the hardwood, it's a good day going on, a great day to be outdoors. Still some open waters in South Jersey. We're going to get the freeze. It's going to thaw, freeze, thaw. Winter bass fishing, deep winter bass fishing. Now, not through the ice. I'm talking open water. Sometimes even I've seen guys, like the one patiently waiting on the line right now, actually break ice at the ramp to get out. There are opportunities out there for the largemouths, but safety on the water. Now, we're not talking ice fishing. We're talking, especially in a yak, small boat, on some open water when it's that water's in the, you know, mid to high 30s. Can be pretty precarious. God forbid something happens. But the bass are there for the taking. But it ain't easy, man. I think the most challenging time of year. Under the ice, man, we catch largemouths under the ice all the time. Open water in winter, like winter, man, that could be a hot game if you get the technique down. Laynell, he is the president of the Kayak Bass Anglers of South Jersey, new organization. We're going to get more into that in the springtime. Lane, thanks for joining us, man. Some cold weather bass fishing is intriguing and incredibly challenging. Yes?
Good morning, Tom P. How are you today?
After all that, man, I don't know if I want to go bass. I'm going to wait for the ice, Lane, because I catch them under the ice, through the ice. But it is a challenging endeavor, Lane. I've seen you out there. Then you break an ice at the ramp to get out. One, what is the driving force in this winter bass fishing game? Because more than a few people do it, and I've seen some whomper stoppers caught, Lane.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of cabin fever is setting in, and you just got to go out sometimes, you know. That's the driving force, is you just got to get a line wet. You know it's going to be uncomfortable. You know that the conditions aren't going to be great, and the fishing might not be so terrific, but sometimes you just want to get out on the water and try it. And then the good thing is you can be rewarded this time of year if you do things the right way.
Lane, I've seen some incredible bass action, bass catching, bass releasing, bass bites right after ice out. A little pond, a lake locks up, then all of a sudden, you know, within a week to, and holy Christ, man, those bass go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is, like you and I, the bass still have to eat. It doesn't matter what temperature it is. At some point, they need to get some nutrition, and they got to eat something. So you just need to be there when the dinner bell rings.
Lane, where are you keying your efforts now? Okay, there's some ice here, skim ice here, you break through, whatever. Winter, in this winter bite, where are you searching?
Generally, you're looking for the deeper water in South Jersey. So that could be in our lakes here. You know, 4 or 5 feet of water is considered deep in a bunch of our lakes. But you want the deeper ledges where where it slopes from shallow to deep.
Yeah.
They're going to be sitting on those ledges. They're going to be looking at schools of fish. Anywhere there's bait fish, they'll be around them. And at some point, they're going to start eating on them. Their metabolism is super slow in the wintertime, so they're not feeding often, but they still feed. And they will still eat, and they'll still take a lure. So you can catch bass in ice. That's for sure.
Like basically have to put the offering right in front of their noses, correct? Hit them on the nose with it?
You're usually using slow techniques,
mm-hmm.
and small baits. You know, my favorite bait for this time of year is just a good old Ned rig. You know, a nice small piece of plastic on there.
Mm-hmm.
Fish it slow. Let it just drop. Let it do nothing because bait fish aren't doing much in the cold water. They're not swimming around. They're just kind of lethargic also. So your bait needs to be very lethargic also. And, you know, let it, it's very slow fishing. It's not thrilling, but like I said, it can be very rewarding. And big fish will eat small baits this time of year.
Now, Lane, tomorrow Sunday is supposed to be in the mid-40s and rain, and then this freeze sets in. And then the freeze is going to be, what, 3-4 days, I guess? Then there's going to be the inevitable thaw. So, Lane, have you ever seen, and as I've seen sometimes, you'll get a couple of those false spring days, late January, early February, gets up into the 50s. Still ice recedes, ice melts, and those bass are running right up into the shallows. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, they're very much like us. You get a few sunny days, and all of a sudden you want to get it. You want to see what that sunshine looks like, and you want to feel that sun on your back.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get up in the sunny parts of the shallow water. I mean, that's the key. You got to find the sunny areas of the shallow water. And they'll be up there if you get a few days in the 50s. That water temperature will warm up pretty quick, shallow. And you can even throw a topwater at that point.
Mm-hmm.
They will be up there feeding. They'll be up there enjoying that sun. And they don't like to be aggravated. So if you can aggravate them, they'll bite what's ever thrown at them.
Okay, Joe's on the Rockfin line this morning. Is kayak bass angler of South Jersey, President Lane L. Some cold weather winter largemouth tactics here. There's a bass are out there. They will bite. Ice is going to get on. Ice is going to get off, what have you. Lane, but the safety factor thing, I went through the ice once, and I was able to get out. That wasn't pleasurable, and I've seen some yaks overturn out, no problem. But it's you get pretty dicey out there in that cold water.
Yeah, you know, one thing, when you're winter fishing, the biggest thing is to try to be as comfortable as possible. Because if you're out there and you're not in the right gear and you're cold and you're freezing, you're not having a good time. I don't care if the fish are biting or not. You're just going to want to go back inside and watch YouTube videos for the rest of the day because you're just not enjoying yourself out there. So the main thing is, one, dress for the weather. I mean, if it's 50 degrees out and that water temperature is still in the 30s, when you're on the water, it's going to feel like it's in the 20s because that wind's going to blow and it's just going to feel like an air conditioner freezing you the whole time you're out there. So dress for the water temperature, not necessarily the air temperature. And then safety is up the utmost. Always wear a personal flotation device.
I was just going to ask you about that, man. And yeah, Lane, the way they are, the Mustangs, yes, or whatever, they're so unobtrusive. You don't even know you have them on. There's no reason, excuse, whatever, not to wear one.
No, and especially in the wintertime because hypothermia can kick in really fast this time of year. You could be shocked, and at least you want to stay above the water and give yourself a chance. God forbid if something should happen. And then wearing the right type of clothing is very important. I am completely against wearing waders in the wintertime. Because if you fall in and you get water inside those waders, it's like a freezer. The time, your reaction time at that is going to slow tremendously. And your time to get help or to get yourself help, reduces dramatically. So I stay away from waders. I'd rather wear some just layers of clothes that'll keep you warm, a good base layer, you know, like a good Under Armour cold cold base layer or something like that, and then just layer on top of that. This way, God forbid you get wet, you fall in, you can peel these wet layers off and get out of the clothes quickly.
Lane,
and then the other thing is to make sure you have a secondary outfit with you. You need a dry, if you get wet, you need something dry to put on.
So lying there, man.
Yeah.
And when I went through the ice, I got back half a mile back to my truck. Did I have something? No, I had a towel. And that heater was on high for 40 minutes, man.
So pack yourself some extra clothes in a dry bag so that doesn't get wet also. Mm-hmm. And just keep that with you. Safety this time of year is the utmost importance. You want to have a good time out there. You want to be able to catch fish. You want to be able to at least get out in the outdoors in the wintertime when everybody's having cabin fever, but you want to do it safely.
Lane, where I've seen some outstanding winter fishing, midwinter into late winter, little places like GM Petro. I mean, you got some nice bass at South Vineland Park. So, the areas are out there, and even if there's ice around the edge, you get them to get out there. Just be safe. Be aware of your source. Lane, I know you like most of us, at the drop of a dime, you're out there. Would you recommend maybe fishing with someone as opposed to being a lone wolf? God forbid something happens.
Yeah, well, there's two tactics. If you're going to be the lone wolf, and I've done it myself, is leave where you're going to be with somebody.
Good point.
And an idea of what time you're going to be home, and make sure your cell phone is on. I know we love to turn our cell phones off when we're out there because we don't want to be bothered by anybody. But again, leave it on so this way people can be able to contact you or your phone can ring. Or better yet, bring a partner, bring a friend, bring your significant other, have somebody else out on the water with you. So this way, you know, God forbid something happens, there's someone there to call 911 or pull you out or whatever. You know, it's definitely the safest way to go.
Well said. Lane L, he is the president of Kayak Bass Anglers of South Jersey. Lynn, we're going to get into your new organization a little bit down more towards spring. Before I let you go, how's the lovely Michelle Olive and the badass Ladybug?
They are both doing fantastic. Michelle Olive is doing great. Ladybug, my pit bull, she's going to be turning 17 next month.
Sweet 17, man.
That's it. And she still likes to get out on the water, that's for sure.
Lane, you take care, man. Be good. We'll see you on the water sometime this winter. I'm going to wait, you know, a little, maybe towards sometime in February. That's my gig. We'll see you soon, Lane. Thanks much.
All right, Tom P. Thank you.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. The phase in release of hostages between Israel and Hamas starts Sunday under a new six-week ceasefire deal approved by Israel's cabinet Friday. Fox's Kevin Cork.
Ceasefire is expected to begin early Sunday with the release of the first three hostages, expected later in the day.
Hamas is expected to first release up to four hostages. Israel expected to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners under phase one. The Supreme Court upholding a law banning TikTok and its sale to a U.S. owner. Senate Majority Leader John Thune on Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum supports TikTok's sale to a U.S. company.
Moving parts around this, and we're going to have a new sheriff in town here in a few days, and he'll have a lot to say about it.
The ban goes into effect on Sunday. President-elect Trump is expected to delay it after Monday's presidential inauguration. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Partly cloudy skies overnight. We'll reach an overnight low of 26. Cloudy and breezy Saturday with a bit of rain in the afternoon. Saturday's high 47. Colder Sunday with snow arriving in the late morning, then changing to rain, accumulating a coating to an inch. The high 36. We'll see snow Sunday night, 1 to 3 inches. Then Monday, sunny to partly cloudy, brisk and colder. The high 28. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're going to January 18th and 19th. Hey, man, small game still going on. That's bunnies. Although, right now, their numbers are pruned. You know, the thing about rabbits, They just give it a red tail hawk circles. They just I'm on my back. They give it up. You know, they hear a beagle, they give it up. You know, but squirrels, the bushy tails, man, they are tough. They don't give up the ghost easy. Some prime hunting still going on out there for the bushy tails. In fact, talk about prime hunting. It is the 10th annual Crooked Horn Squirrel Tournament, going to set for February 1st. Going to be here before you know. You're talking about a couple of weeks, maybe? A couple of weeks. It's going to be a great event. 10th annual, man. This is a great group down Belle Plaine. Joining us on the line right now is Richard Laughlin, the main man. Crooked Horn Gun Club there in Belle Plaine. Hey, Richard, what's up, man?
How you doing this morning?
Squirrels down, Bushytail Cacciatore down, Brunswick Stew down, Southern Fried Squirrel down. You know me with my Bushytails. Let's go into this event, this your 10th annual. Hey, let's get a little history of the club here. What do you got?
We've been around for quite a while, almost 60 years.
60?
Close to 60 years the club's been around. It wasn't always Crooked Horn. It was a couple other clubs and... But the main guys, I mean, they've been around for quite a while.
Wow.
They bounced around to a few different spots, but now we've been in the same spot now for about 30, 35 years. Some of our oldest members, they remember hunting almost 60 years together.
That's fantastic. Now, all realms of hunting, deer, small game, waterfowl, the whole gig?
Yep, predator. We do it all. Our club's pretty tight-knit. We do it all together.
Well, Rich, one thing I want to ask you, women and youngsters, do you see more or less of them getting involved?
I'm seeing more. I'm seeing a fantastic lot more women and young hunters getting involved with hunting, and it's a great thing to see. Including not just my nephews, my nieces, heck, my sister the past few years, and a lot of my buddies' wives are all getting back into hunting because it's coming back, and I love to see it.
This is great. Our numbers were down. Supposedly, they still continue to trend down, but there's pockets where hunter numbers are increasing again, especially among the females and the youth. And what better? What better small game animal, what's it? To get the people started with squirrels. I mean, people like, that's like shooting a squirrel in the yard. No, it ain't, people. You get these woods bushy tails, man. Everything wants to eat a squirrel, like a rabbit. Everything wants to eat. So, yeah, these little suckers are tough customers, man.
Oh, the kids love doing with this tournament. I mean, we give a prize out to every kid. They love it. We actually have quite a few kids that enter the tournament. Even their parents are saying that don't do it. They just bring their kids out, and they love it. You know, every kid gets a prize. Every youth gets a prize. It's awesome. You know,
and we've had some pretty good looks, small game with squirrels, you know, whatever. So are you seeing down the Belle Plaine area, you know, all that? I love that part of the Cape. I love Cape May County, the north from where it starts in Ocean City, which is actually below the Mason-Dixon line. But that's another story. All the way down to where that concrete chip or whatever is. The Cape May County is fantastic. You have some great lands down there, some great public lands still open. How are you seeing squirrel numbers, Richard?
I see a lot. I've been seeing a lot of squirrels. Yeah, we'll see how they are on February 1st, but there's a lot of squirrels running around. A lot of red-tailed hawks, but I'm seeing a lot of squirrels.
I'll tell you, this one guy, I think his name was Paul Totten from the New Jersey Falconers. He had this red tail that he had trained. He says she went after a squirrel, and that squirrel did not give it up, man. Beat her up. He found her. She was all messed up. And boy, he says, yeah, man, something else. She'll see a squirrel and say, nah, I think I'll pass on that. But did you guys have a good mass crop down there? A lot of white oaks, acorns? What do you got?
Yeah, we had more. I seen more red oak acorns, and the deer are really eating on them right now.
Uh-huh.
But earlier in the year, we had quite a few white oaks. Not as many as last year, I don't believe, anyway. But earlier in the year, the deer and the squirrels were eating on them white oaks. But now, as it's getting later, them red oaks are really starting to hammer on them.
Oh, man, so squirrels are going to be up and out. We're speaking with Richard Laughlin from the Crooked Horn Gun Club, the Crooked Horn Squirrel Tournament, the 10th annual, February 1st. Okay, Rich, go into how do people sign up, the cost, is there any food involved, and you know, any prizes? Go into that, man. We got a couple of minutes. Shoot it.
Yeah, so the sign-ups are January 24th. They start at 5 or 6, around 5 o'clock. You can come early. We'll be there. We try to stay as late as we can to allow everybody to come out and hunt. If you can't make it, there's a number on the flyer on our Facebook page, Crooked Horn Gun Club Facebook page. Call that number if you can't for sure make it to the signups. and we will get you signed up.
Where's the club? I mean, where in Belle Plaine are you?
We are behind the VFW, but the easiest way to get there, we don't technically have an address. If you take Vine Street in Belle Plaine,
I know where that is.
Take that all the way down to the dirt road and make a left. We're the only place there.
Yeah, I know. That's a hidden away, man. That's a great little. I love that little enclave, man. That is gorgeous down here. Now, what's the cost?
The cost is for adult hunters 13 and over. The cost is $25 per hunter.
Uh-huh.
Hunters 13 and under is $10 to enter.
Okay.
Everybody gets door prize tickets with your sign up sheet. So hold on to them because we draw them, and then when you come in, you can go check your numbers. And everybody gets their door prize tickets, but we're also giving out a grand door prize this year. Everybody who enters has a chance to win. It's our 10th anniversary. We're doing something big for all the people that supported us, you know, in the past 10 years. It really helps our gunning club out. It's a great time. So we're doing a grand prize door prize this year, and everybody's so hold on to your tickets.
So Richard, you hunt when and again they meet back at the clubhouse when, and what, you have an after dinner cookout or something?
Your weigh-ins are at 6. You got to be in the tent. Your squirrels have to be in the tent 6 p.m. sharp on February 1st. If squirrels are not in the tent by 6, unfortunately, we got to turn you away. But it gives us plenty of time. We moved the time back a couple years ago, and it seems to be everybody likes it.
Yeah.
So as long as the squirrels are in there by 6 p.m. sharp, you're good to go on February 1st.
Now, you guys having any victuals, any cookouts, any,
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. There's food, drinks, there's everything. You know, the kids all like running around. We got some stuff for them to do, you know. It's going to be fun.
I already know some guys from Central Jersey area, Monroe area, are going to be coming down. I already know that. They already told me. And you know who they are. It should be a great time. Okay, one more time. A Facebook, website, phone number. What do you got, man? Go.
Facebook is Crooked Horn Gunning Club. It's right on Facebook, Crooked Horn Gunning Club page. You can call me. My number is 609-774-6991. Or you can call Tom Van Jr. And his number is... Hold on one second. I apologize. His number is 609-780-2343. If you have any problems finding the place or you're having trouble getting there in time to sign up, give one of us a call, and we'll take care of you.
Okay, listen, full disclosure here. Full disclosure. This man on the other line here, he has or will have in his possession, should have by now, a premium Rack and Fin Radio cuffed blaze orange hat. Now you are not eligible for any prizes, Lachlan, because that comes with a guarantee of at least 3 5-pound squirrels. You have to understand the magic of Rack and Fin Radio wear, man. You got that? So you are not eligible.
I understand.
Richard, take care, man. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I appreciate it. See you soon.
See you. Up against a break. Yeah, that's going to be a great time. I live for my bushy tails. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, the wildfires in Los Angeles aren't just burning brush, they're also charring an urban landscape, and that means toxins are being released into the air. Also, research finds that after age 55, we have a 4 in 10 chance of developing dementia. Here are the ways we can maintain a healthy brain, and the pitfalls of finding the right nickname for a sports team. That and more coming up on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
As mentioned earlier, the winter bow season continues. I'm going to be out tomorrow. When there's still some deer around, man. But it is the chill is going to be on. Going to be warm. And then that chill is going to be roaring in. So hopefully they will be up and around moving on Sunday. The winter bow season runs through January 31st. In certain deer management zones, runs through February 15th. Check page 34 in the digest. Speaking of the winter bow season, United Bow Hunters of New Jersey, fantastic long-running organization in New Jersey, protecting rights of not only bow hunters, but hunters and angler trappers all over the place. They have a mentored hunt. It's going to be going on the weekend of January. That's a 24th through 27th. Anyway, joining us on the line right now is UBNJ President John Erndl. It's a mentoring hunt, but there's something extra involved in here. You really may want to contribute on this. The Hunters Helping the Hungry trailer will be there at the Garden State Archers, 110 Larison Road in Wrightstown. Tell us more about it. And wrapping up Rack and Fin this weekend is John Erndl. Johnny, how you doing, big brother?
Good. What's going on, Tom? How you been?
Johnny's buck. You know me. I'm a fat doe man. But my lovely Dee Marie, she's keyed in on some antlers. And I'll tell you, John, get out Sunday, Monday. Monday's going to be 7 degrees in the morning. So I'm thinking, ice or the blind. I may have to drag in that little buddy heater, John, if I decide to get the crossbow out again. But John, tell us about the event you have going on. We only have a few minutes. Run into the mentored hunt program by the UBNJ and what's happening with the Hunters Helping the Hungry trailer. Go.
Sure, Tom. The mentoring hunt program, what we do is we host several mentor hunts throughout the year, people who want to get involved with bow hunting and hunting in general and don't know where to start. They don't have family or anybody that does it, and they have an interest in it, something piqued their interest in it. We hold several hunts throughout the year. We're going to wrap it up this that weekend coming up on the 25th. We have one disabled person, a couple women, couple kids. They come to the club, they meet their mentor, they shoot with their mentor. We have some classes that go over, you know, tracking and scouting and blood trailing and everything. Have a nice lunch, and then they go out for an afternoon hunt in a pre-baited blind. Hopefully they see something, you know, some are successful. And then at the end of the night, they come back, and we have a nice dinner prepared with game meat, you know, deer, bear.
Oh, wow.
Everything. And, you know, give them the whole feel of, you know, what a hunting camp is like. And it's really been successful. We've been doing it now for probably about 6 years, and we put a lot of people through, and a lot of them have stuck with it.
Yep.
But and coinciding with that, we also like to host the Hunters Helping Hungry trailer, because that is a great program. It takes donated venison and distributes it to the homeless shelters, the food pantries, and everything. And we like to host their trailer a couple times a year. So that weekend, the 24th to the 27th, we'll be hosting it at Garden State Archers, as you said. And as a little incentive for somebody to, you know, drop a deer off and donate it, anybody who drops a deer off will get a year UBNJ membership or a renewal on their current membership and a 40-pound bag of deer corn to help rebait their stand.
Nice.
You know, there are some farms out there that the farmers want extra deer taken, the person's freezer's full, they don't want to shoot another deer and just let it go to waste, and this is a perfect opportunity to to do that for a farmer or, you know, somebody that wants some deer managed.
John, again, the UBNJ, the Hunters Helping the Hungry, it's continuing the web, thickening the web here. The recruitment's been great, and we have to keep it up, John. It's safety, what's the old cliche, safety in numbers, because the antis are, they're marshaling their forces yet again.
Absolutely. It's always a constant battle in the state. And you know, hunting has dropped off in the state. The interest, you know, trying to get especially kids out from behind the video games and stuff and into the field. But, you know, we've noticed an uptick in it. We've noticed a big uptick in women getting into the sport. You know, your wife is involved in it. My wife's involved in it. And it's great to see. And now we're starting to find that, you know, the 30-somethings, men are getting involved and interested.
Wow.
whether it's because they want to know where their food's coming from, whether they want to, you know, not have to buy that expensive $60 steak in a grocery store. But they've piqued the interest, and that's who we need
all of those groups. And if we can keep it strong, we can keep the battle going.
John, not for a little bit of a non sequitur here, but sort of related. The singer Madonna, I think, founder of Skanks or Us or whatever. I go back there in the '80s, but she's right there with the hunting. She says, "I want to know where." She was a quote. She says, "I want to know where my food's coming from." She's as despite her other political leanings, which she's totally off the planet here. She is pro hunting.
Absolutely.
I was surprised with it. I showed Dee Maria. She says, whoa. And Madonna, again, quote over, I want to know where my food's coming from.
And we're finding a lot of people want to do, they don't trust all the hormones and everything that are being put in their food. Whereas if they go out into the wild and harvest a deer or harvest a bear, have it butchered, they know exactly what it ate and that there's no added stuff to it. And they know where it's coming from, like you said.
Okay, speaking with John Arnold, president, United Bow Hunters in New Jersey. There's an event. It's a mentored hunt, and they have a Hunters Helping the Hungry trailer out there. It's going to run from the 24th, 27th of this month, Friday to Monday. If you donate a deer, and winter bow season is still going on, like John said, plenty of deer out there. If you get an opportunity, your freezer's full, you don't want to give up the hunt, still want to do something with the meat, here's an opportunity to donate Hunters Helping the Hungry, and you'll get a new membership or re-up with United Bow Hunters in New Jersey if you already don't belong, and you should belong if you're out there hunting, and also a 40-pound bag of deer corn. John, it's stressed me out again, and in my eyes, stressing out is getting pretty common, but so another huge, probably close to maybe 80, 90-acre tract leveled. Flattened, trees gone, brush, everything gone, and it looks like it's going to be a pad site or something. And there's more besides the anti-John, this loss of habitat thing is scary.
The habitat loss is unbelievable. And you know what what they're doing now is leveling the forest for the solar fields, and they don't realize that leveling these mature trees is, actually harming the atmosphere, because the trees and the leaves are what filter the air.
Uh-huh.
and they're leveling it. I read somewhere that in Michigan they want to level 400 acres of forest to build a giant solar field.
Well, hopefully, John, January 20th, the return to sanity. It'll be slow but sure. But hope, John, one last thing, website, Facebook, whatever, for the UBNJ, go.
UBNJ.org, and our Facebook page is United Bow Hunters in New Jersey. Look us up. All our events are put on there. And, if you are a member and you harvest anything from a doe to a buck, send it in. We'll put it up on the page.
So, listen, again, it's going to be, the winters that I remember. I don't forget, I'm 130 years old, 138. So I remember the winters. Yeah. In fact, I remember famous, most memorable Christmas, Christmas Eve, 1961. The Lion Sleeps Tonight was the number one song. We had a big snowstorm. The next day I got buried in a snowdrift. My Uncle Burr's. And that was in Newark. Man, I remember the weather. Let's just be careful out there, whether you're ice fishing, hiking, whatever. Next week, the weather is going to be tough. But if you're going to be in the deer woods, remember, Hunters Helping the Hungry, Garden State Archers, 110 Larison Road in Wrightstown. It's going to be the 24th to the 27th of January. John, thanks for joining us. Hope to see you in the woods or one of these events somewhere. Hey, yeah, what do you guys have come? Don't you have something coming up in the spring or summer?
Yeah, we got our big dinner in May. Information will be coming out on the website soon.
Okay, John, you take care, brother. Best of all. Happy New Year, man. Give the wife our love and affection.
Thank you, brother.
See you, brother.
Appreciate it.
That'll do it. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Going to be cold, please. Just no hero stuff. Just dress for the weather. The opportunities are there. Get this ice down here in the southern tier, baby. Ice it down between the pickerel, the bass, the leftover trout from the October, November stocking in certain waters. You got the crappies, the white, black crabs. You got the yellow perch. Man, ice is nice. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.